Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here Thursday morning, Thursday, July the 20th, 2023, 13 minutes past the hour, 74 degrees and mostly cloudy skies here in the Marion area. I'll be with you for another hour here this morning. Hope you enjoyed the first hour. We appreciate the phone calls. Topics in the first hour: my tomato plants are sprouting tomatoes now. So we do have some tomatoes. Not, I think, the normal amount you would think this time of year, but apparently everybody's having these troubles. And during the break there, I went out and looked at the daylilies, and they are almost completely closed back up. I don't know what's going on there, but must be a weird summer. Don't forget the big Friday night lineup tomorrow. We've got things kicking off at 8:15 in the morning. I'll be on from 8:15 to 9 live. Then Pastor Whitaker from 9:15 until 10. I'll be back on 10:15 a.m. to 11 a.m. Pastor Craig will be back with us, and we're so glad he is, every Friday morning from 11:15 a.m. until 12 p.m. And then the Big Exchange Club, Matt Morgan, Pastor Craig, and myself from 12:15 until 1 tomorrow. And thank you. Oh, breakfast is being delivered. That's a good time of the show when breakfast is delivered. Yeah, it smells good. My mom doesn't deliver breakfast very often, but every like Halley's Comet, every 10 years or so, it'll blow in like that. Smells good. No. 740-751-4038. Looks good here. Hash browns and sausage and eggs and, of course, Diet Coke. No straw. I got no straw. See, I'm a complainer. It's the way it is. 740-751-4038. Well, thank you. That's very nice. Well, if I ever turn into an invalid, you might have to do that all the time. I know. Two new top 10 lists tomorrow for Friday from Bob Welsh, our friend Bob Welsh in Columbus, Ohio. They are funny. Get ready for those tomorrow. I think Bob has found a knack writing our top 10 lists for Friday. And tomorrow night, Friday night, the big Friday night show, which is becoming super popular, 8:15 to 10 p.m., we've got Matt Morgan, Carrington Nelson, Sean Kraft, and myself. And what an age range we have there. Sean, who's 42, we've got Carrington, who's 22, and we've got Matt, who's 19, and me, who's 27. It's really a gamut of the ages. The Harding Dog Collar, we hope that's returned. We're going to talk more about that next week with the $5,000 reward. What do you make of, and we got all the big giveaways next week. By the way, if anybody has anything to say about our giveaways, give us a buzz on how they should be done. 740-751-4038. The headlines in the newspaper today are a little strange to me about the solar eclipse. The solar eclipse is supposed to happen on Monday, April the 8th, 2024, and they're telling people to stock up on water, medication, and food because so many people will be coming into the area that there's going to be a problem getting these items. And I don't know. I think that panics people. It's like Y2K. It's like the pandemic. I'm not sure we should be telling people to do that. I think if people just buy normal, I think everything will be hunky-dory. So we'll see what happens with that. Does anybody else find anything interesting about that eclipse story? 740-751-4038. And then the only other thing I was talking about this morning was kids and parenting nowadays. I find it fascinating on social media how people kind of put high expectations on their kids to do well in sporting events and things of that nature. And when they don't do that well, do you think it has a negative effect on them? I don't know if it does or not. You know, I don't have any kids, And do you think parents should be calling other kids names or singling them out? I don't know. You know, I really don't know. And I'm not trying to judge anybody here, to be honest with you, because I don't know the answer to that. I really don't. I mean, I think you have to protect your kid, so I understand that part of it. But I don't know that you should be attacking another kid. Maybe attack their parents. Or, I don't know. That's a tough one. And I'm not blaming any parent who does that at all, because you want to protect your kid. You want to side with your kid. If your kid's hurt, I understand that. But I don't know. I would think at some point, maybe some kind of decorum would come in there. All right, those are the subject. If anybody has any things they'd like to say about any of those subjects, give me a buzz. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Give me a buzz, and we'll put you up on the air. Those are the subjects. Do parents expect too much from their kids in a social media world? What do you think about the solar eclipse, April the 8th, 2024? Get your stuff now, apparently, is the message. So there's no panic. And our whole big lineup tomorrow. Pastor Craig, Pastor Whitaker, Matt Morgan, myself, Carrington, Sean, Fridays are fun here at WGH Radio. And the tomato plants have sprouted some tomatoes. Okay, if you want to speak on any of these subjects, do it now or forever hold your peace. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. And on that note, don't forget that $5,000 reward for that Harding dog collar, Laddie Boy's dog collar. I believe that's going to start on the 26th of July and run through August 2nd. August 2nd is the centennial of President Harding's passing. So that's how that will all work. All right. Does anybody know, in the actual hard copy of the paper today, is the eclipse story in the paper? If anybody would like to point that out to me, let me know. 740-751-4038. And as I said earlier, a lot of great things coming up here at the station over the next couple months and through the end of the year. I can't talk about it yet, but you're not going to want to miss any of it. And next week, we have some super prize giveaways that are really going to knock your socks off. I'm really excited about that. All right. I know what you want to do. You want to play the games. Now, I think we finished off our last category yesterday. So we're going to start with kind of a fruity category here today. Five answers in this particular category. Name something in a fruit salad. Five answers on the board. Name something in a fruit salad. Five answers. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Name something in a fruit salad. Now, how many of you out there are still eating fruit salads? Is it a large amount? Do you know what goes in a fruit salad? Have you made a lot of fruit salads? We've got five answers here. Name something in a fruit salad. Now, I don't know. You know, I don't know if any of these would be considered easy or not. Maybe. Let's make sure the... All right. The phones are still working. So we still got you here. Name something in a fruit salad. Five answers up on the board here. What are these answers? Does anybody know what is in a fruit salad? I like this particular category. I think it leaves the mind up to a lot of different things here. I believe I've eaten all these different items in a fruit salad. So I think they're all germane to this particular topic. All right. Again, 740-751-4038. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Pineapple.
Pineapple. Pineapple's number five on the list. You got it. Thank you.
Okay. Okay.
Pineapple, number 5 on the list. That is something in a fruit salad. Name something in a fruit salad. Number 5 was pineapple. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott. I just tuned back in. We're playing Family Feud now?
Yes, yes. Name something in a fruit salad.
Cherries?
No cherries on the list.
Oh, no, we're not done. Grapes?
Did Mrs. Stolarczyk teach you these manners?
No.
Oh, man.
If you ever get tired of me being rude, just feel free to put me in my place.
No, I love it.
Hey, can I ask you a question real quick? This has absolutely nothing to do with anything we're talking about. But I was, like, browsing through my phone just now, and I saw an advertisement for Bath and Body Works candles are on sale that said, hurry up, stock up now, all of our new fall scents are out. And I'm like, fall? Really, dude? It's the middle of July.
Well, you know we love fall in Ohio because we love pumpkin spice. We love pumpkin spice candles. We love pumpkin spice in our coffee. We love pumpkin spice in our meatloaf. We love it.
Apparently, because I, was thinking it was a little too early, but... Okay, so back to...
I wish people would call it autumn, though, not fall. We really don't fall. It's just autumn.
Well, the leaves are falling.
Well, they are, but I think when... I don't think it was ever intended to be called fall. I really think it was autumn.
What do you base that your thoughts in?
Well, because I think when you say, when the fall comes, that sounds like, we're not returning after that season.
That's interesting.
Yeah, I don't know.
So, marshmallows?
No marshmallows on the list.
Oranges.
Oranges. No oranges on the list.
Pineapple?
We got pineapple. That's the one we got. Pineapple was number 5 on the list.
Peaches.
Peaches, number 4 on the list. You got it.
Wow, would you looky there. Well, little Miss Manners is going to get off the phone and let someone else get in now.
Well, thanks for calling. Bye-bye. All right, peaches was number 4 on the list. Peaches, number 4. Pineapple, number 5. Name something that's in a fruit salad. Go ahead, caller.
I'll say strawberries.
Strawberries is the number 1 answer. You got it. Thank you. Strawberries, the number 1 answer on the list. Strawberries, 1. Peaches, 4. Pineapples, 5. Name something in a fruit salad. Go ahead, caller.
Strawberries.
We just got strawberries. Number 1.
Bananas.
No bananas on the list. No bananas here today. Name something in a fruit salad. Strawberries, number 1. Peaches, number 4. Pineapple, number 5. Still 2 answers left on the list here. Go ahead, caller.
Oranges.
No oranges on the list. No oranges on the list here today. Name something in a fruit salad. Strawberries, peaches, and pineapple. Don't forget all those big giveaways next week. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say apples.
Apples, number 3 on the list. You got it.
Scott, what was you asking that was in the paper? Did you see an eclipse or something?
Yeah, I saw online this morning in the paper there was a story about the solar eclipse that's going to happen April 8th, 2024, and they're telling people to stock up on water, medication, and food, and I thought that was kind of scaring people. Is that actually in the paper today?
No, you say April 24?
April the 8th, 2024 is the date.
So what's supposed to happen? No.
Well, there's supposed to be a solar eclipse, which I think everything turns dark at a certain point in the day, and people want to see this, so a lot of people are going to be coming into the area, and they're telling people who live in the area to get water, medication, and food because there could be a shortage, but I think they're panicking people by doing this.
Well, I thought we had one of those a year or two ago, an eclipse like that.
Well, I think this is supposed to be a big one, like a once-in-a-lifetime type of thing.
Well, why would you get medicine and stuff?
It's in the article. I did not read the whole thing this morning, but basically they're saying there could be a shortage because so many people will be coming into the area, and getting their prescriptions filled and getting food and water that the people who normally live around here might have some trouble getting that stuff.
I think we'll have trouble with food with all the flooding. And I did know we got a lot of our grain from, Russia and Ukraine and stuff. And they're telling how many millions in some of these countries that are going to be starving and things. But no, I would say it would probably be in tomorrow's paper.
Well, I just, when you read the article, let me know, because I think it's just unfortunate, because I think it's scaring people about a year ahead, and I don't know how they know that it's going to be that short anyway, and I don't know. I just think it worries people, and people start stockpiling, and I don't think that's a good idea.
Oh.
We'll see what happens, though.
Okay,
thank you. All right, name something apparently not in the hard copy of the Marian Star today, but on the digital edition, in the digital edition, it is there. Name something in a fruit salad. Strawberries was number one, apples number three, peaches number four, pineapple number five. Go ahead, caller.
Blackberries.
No blackberries on the list. No blackberries on the list here today. Name something in a fruit salad. All right, let's give it a shot here again. Go ahead, caller.
Kumquat.
No kumquats on the list.
Okay.
No kumquats on the list. Things in a fruit salad. Strawberries, apples, peaches. That's the one. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Marshmallows.
No marshmallows on the list. Well, now my mother is over my shoulder here. She's guessed the right answer, though. How about that? Number two on the list. I don't think it's been guessed. Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say like a melon. Cantaloupe?
No cantaloupe on the list.
And you were asking something about I slept through some of it this morning. You were asking about the prizes you give or something?
Yeah, next week we're going to start with some big-ticket prizes, big-ticket giveaways. And if you're going to go to a concert or something like that, how much advance notice do people need to know to pick up the tickets, go to the concert, and how should we do it? Like a drawing situation?
So you will be getting, like, the Columbus Zoo or something like that, like you used to, or Tecumseh?
Yeah, big things like that. We'll start next week.
Well, most of that stuff you have the whole summer, but what I liked before, I didn't like that you gave so much stuff away that we could only win once a month. And now you don't have that, and I think you should only win once a month so that everybody, you know, has a chance, is what I think.
Well, with the tickets we're going to be giving away the next 2 weeks, it's going to be wide open. Now, after that, I'm not sure, because next week's tickets, I don't want to announce it yet, but it's not Columbus Zoo and it's not Zumbezi Bay, but it's something that will be of the time. I'm just wondering how much notice, if there was going to be an event, like a concert on Tuesday, should we give the tickets away on Monday? Should we? How much time do people need to get ready to go to the concert and pick up the tickets? That's my question.
Well, if it's out of town, I would think you're only going to do this for maybe 2 weeks, the big ticket stuff.
Yeah, the big concert ticket stuff will go on for about 2 weeks. And then we have some other big items after that that are coming in. So, but that will not be concert tickets, the stuff after that.
Oh, because most of it you could, you know, like Tecumseh, you had the whole summer and stuff. If it's around Marion, oh, I don't know if they need a week or not. You know, if you're going out of town, some people...
Well, I don't know if we're going to have a week's headway on this stuff, but a few days maybe.
Yeah, probably a few days of stuff and things, but... Well, because everybody kind of likes a chance, you know, and stuff, and you know, at winning. And sometimes it just seems like it's the same names over and over and over.
Well, last year when we did this, we got a lot of different names. And I think one of the things is that with this particular thing, doing it where we draw a name out gives everybody a chance.
And also, they're such expensive items. I mean, some of these tickets will be going for well over $100 if you were to buy them. So, you know, we don't want to just answer a trivia question and give you a ticket, because that's a lot of dough to be just giving away for answering a trivia question.
Well, that's how you used to do it.
I don't think we ever had...
I don't like the drawing. It took me a year and a half to win the first time. And, I mean, I pushed that button one time. I mean, my phone, it was like within an hour. I don't know if it was two shows, close to 270 times. And you just had to sit here and I think I was wanting those zoo lights or something.
Well, I think we...
And to me, it's like... If somebody wins a big ticket, it's going to be a concert, 100, I think somebody else could get a chance. You know, I don't know. That's what I don't know, because, I tried to do that. You know, Charlie, if I didn't want to go and I won, I said, well, can I, give it to somebody else? He told me, no, you can't. So then I'm out running around trying to find people, you know, that could use the tickets and stuff. But no, I think if it's going to be really... big tickets, because I, you know, like some people have a big family and they can all call in, where, you know, me, it's just me. I do it. And stuff.
Well, that's why we do the drawings, because that way everybody has an equal chance of having their name pulled. So that's why we do it that way. Because you're right. If somebody has a big family and they can Google, well, they could win all the tickets and nobody'd ever know the difference.
I'd like it when you won once a month, because, you know, then that way, because a lot of the listeners I don't hear anymore, and, you know, and different stuff, and that gave everybody, you know, a fair chance and stuff. And
well, I trust me, they'll be coming out of the woodwork next week when they find out what we're giving away.
Probably Taylor Swift.
Well, I can't say yet, but I would tune in next week.
Okay.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Yeah, next week is going to be, well, the next 2 weeks really are going to be big ticket giveaways. Name something in a fruit salad. Strawberries, apples, peaches, and pineapple. One answer left. Number two on the list, 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Blueberries.
No blueberries. That's a good guess.
I like blueberries. I'd take some blueberries in a fruit salad. Name something in a fruit salad. That's the category we're in right now.
Go ahead, caller.
Watermelon.
No watermelon.
No watermelon on the list. Name something in a fruit salad. Strawberries, apples, peaches, and pineapple.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Hello. Oh, we lost that caller. Name something in a fruit salad. Strawberries was number one. 41 people said strawberries. Apples was number three. 29 people. Peaches was number four. 16 people. Pineapple, number five. 10 people.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Would they put walnuts or some kind of nuts in them?
No walnuts.
Okay.
No walnuts in this fruit salad. Name something in a fruit salad. Strawberries, apples, peaches, and pineapple. One answer left.
Go ahead, caller.
Kiwi.
No kiwi on the list.
No kiwi on the list here today. One answer. It's number two on the list. And we don't have it yet. Name something in a fruit salad. Strawberries, apples, peaches, and pineapple. What is that number two answer? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Have we run down our list of fruits?
Go ahead, caller.
Fruit's not a knife, and it's always had a fly in it.
Well, no flies, unfortunately, in this particular...
How about pears?
No pears, no. No pears.
Apples?
We got apples. That was number three.
All right, I'll go back to thinking.
Keep thinking. Name something in a fruit salad. Strawberries, apples, peaches, pineapple.
Peaches.
What's number two on the list? 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
How about grapes?
Grapes, my goodness. And my mother came in during the break and said grapes. I can't give her a prize, though. Strawberries, grapes, apples, peaches, and pineapple. That was the answer. You got it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. That's what goes in a fruit salad. Name something in a fruit salad. Strawberries, grapes, apples, peaches, and pineapple. All right. Let's go on to the next list here. 38 minutes past the hour. Well, this list is kind of interesting. We just had a magician with us at the Marion County Fair. Well, let's take the phone call, then we'll come back to this here.
Go ahead, caller.
Ted already gave the answer I was going to give.
Who?
It was a grape answer.
Who gave you the answer?
Ted. I think that was Ted.
No, that wasn't Ted.
Okay.
No Ted this morning.
I think Ted called so often everybody starts to sound like Ted. Okay, well, I was going to give a grape answer, but it's already been there. So
you got it.
I'll call back.
All right, there we go. Next category, name something a magician makes disappear. Now, remember, we had the not-so-amazing Rex and Dana with us at the fair. Five answers here. Name something a magician makes disappear. Are we going to get through these in the next 22 minutes? Five answers on the board. We always have this little delay before the calls start coming in. I think people have to think for a second. Now, what could a magician make disappear? Name something a magician makes disappear.
All right, go ahead, caller.
His assistant.
His assistant. Assistant, not on the list, but a good guess.
No assistant on the list here today. Name something a magician makes disappear. This is where we are.
Go ahead, caller.
The rabbit, the little bunny.
Rabbit's number one on the list. You got it.
Rabbit shows up at number one on the list here today. 39 minutes past the hour. Name something a magician makes disappear.
Go ahead, caller.
Here's my really cerebral answer. You'll love this answer, but it's probably not going to be there, but you got to admit it's a good answer. You pay admission to go to the magic show, right?
Right.
So he or she makes your money disappear because you paid admission.
You know, money's number five on the list.
That's actually there.
Yep.
That was a gag answer, Scott. I mean, I didn't think that would be money disappear.
Well, at the fair, the almost amazing Rex and Dana made the money disappear. So that's a common trick, I think.
You think the IRS, maybe they hire magicians because they seem to make money disappear.
You know, I don't know where their money goes.
Maybe they should hire the almost amazing magicians of Marion. Okay, well, I couldn't believe that was there, but that's how it goes sometimes.
Money is there. Yep.
Okay, I'll pass in that answer. Thank you.
All right, money number five on the list. Name something a magician makes disappear. Rabbit number one, money number five. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
The card.
Card number three on the list.
Cards come in at number three on the list here today. Rabbit number one, cards number three, money number five. What does a magician make disappear?
Go ahead, caller.
Himself.
Not himself, but you're close.
Not himself and not his assistant, but we're close on that one. Name something a magician makes disappear. You know, it doesn't say assistant. That's why I'm not giving that one away. So I don't.
That's a tough one. Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, they make people disappear.
People, yes. A person. Number two on the list. You got it.
They do make people disappear. That comes in at number two on the list here today. One answer left now. Name something a magician makes disappear. This is where we are.
Go ahead, caller.
About people or people from the audience.
Yep, a person's on the list. That's number two. You got it.
Thank you.
A person, number two on the list here today. Name something a magician makes disappear. One answer left.
Go ahead, caller.
They make flowers disappear.
No flowers.
No flowers on the list. Name something a magician makes disappear. Rabbit, person, card, money. One answer left.
Go ahead, caller.
A bird.
Not a bird, but a good guess.
Not a bird, but a good answer. Name something a magician makes disappear. Rabbit, person, card, and money. One answer left on the list. What is it? 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is that final answer? It's number four on the list. Rabbit was number one. 47 people said rabbit. 39 people said a person. 31 people said a card. 12 people said money. What is the fourth answer on the list? Name something a magician makes disappear. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Don't they make something with a glass, water, or something disappear?
No glass, no water.
No glass, no water on the list here today. Name something a magician makes disappear. Rabbit, person, card, money. One answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Everybody huddled out there this morning trying to figure out what is the last thing that a magician makes disappear. Number four on the list here today. All right, let's see if this person has it. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, Carol and I was fortunate enough in Las Vegas. We saw Siegfried and Roy make an elephant disappear. Could it be an elephant?
Not an elephant, but it's a good guess.
Yeah, it was a good show, too. That, Siegfried and Roy, you remember that?
I do, with the lions.
Well, this was an elephant right in front of your eyes.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
All right, no elephant on the list here today, but apparently Siegfried and Roy were doing that years ago in Las Vegas. All right, go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
They make scarves disappear.
No scarves on the list, but a good guess.
Oh.
No scarves on the list, but not a bad guess here today. Name something a magician makes disappear. Rabbit, person, card, money. One answer left. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. 14 minutes left here before the top of the hour. What is our missing answer? Name something a magician makes disappear.
Go ahead, caller.
How about himself?
Not himself. That's a good guess.
Himself, not on the list today. Name something a magician makes disappear. Rabbit, person, card, and money. That's what we got. One answer left to go. 740-751-4038.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Somebody had money, but don't they make coins disappear?
No coins on the list.
Coins do not make this particular list today. What does a magician make disappear? That's what we're looking for here.
Go ahead, caller.
I just tuned in. Was cards one of the answers that's been said?
I
didn't hear.
We've got rabbit, person, cards, and money.
Okay, what about birds or his assistant?
No birds or assistant on the list.
Okay.
No birds or assistant on the list here today. Name something a magician makes disappear. Rabbit, person, card, and money. One answer left on the list. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. What is that missing answer here today? Something a magician makes disappear. Well, I think we've named pretty well everything, but the final thing that's on this list. Rabbit was number one. 47 people said rabbit. Person was number two. 39 people said person. All right.
Go ahead, caller.
Is coins the same as money?
No coins on the list.
About his hat?
That's it. His hat. That's it.
Oh.
You got it.
Okay.
His hat was on the list. That is the winning answer today. Name something a magician makes disappear. Rabbit, person, card, hat, and money. All right. Well, we've got 12 minutes left here today. Let's try to get another one in here. We might be able to get this one in 11 minutes now. 49 minutes past the hour. Here it is. Name something you can climb. Five answers. Name something you can climb. All right, 740-751-4038. 11 minutes to go and five big answers here. 740-751-4038. Name something you can climb.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Let's say a ladder.
No ladder on the list.
No ladder on the list here today. Name something you can climb. Five big answers here today.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
Oh, a tree.
A tree, number three on the list.
Tree shows up at number three on the list here today. Name something you can climb. That's what we're looking for. Something you can climb.
Go ahead, caller.
A mountain.
A mountain, number four on the list.
Mountain is number four on the list. So we got tree number three, mountain number four. Something you can climb.
Go ahead, caller.
A mountain.
Mountain's number four.
Mountain number four on the list. We've got tree, and we've got mountain.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a fence?
No fence on the list today.
No fence on the list here today. Name something you can climb. Tree and mountain, both on the list.
Go ahead, caller.
A tall building.
No buildings on the list.
No buildings on the list here today. Something you can climb.
Go ahead, caller.
Stairs.
No stairs on the list.
No stairs on the list here today. Name something you can climb. Tree and mountain on the list here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say rocks. There's rock climbers.
No rocks on the list.
No rocks on the list here today. Name something you can climb. Three answers left on the list here.
Go ahead, caller.
How about a rope?
No rope on the list.
No rope on the list today. Name something you can climb. Tree was number three. Mountain was number four. 52 minutes past the hour. 8 minutes left in this particular hour here.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A wall?
No wall on the list.
No wall on the list here today. Name something you can climb. That's what we're looking for here today. Something you can climb.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
A fence.
No fence on the list.
No fence on the list. Name something you can climb. Tree and mountain is where we are right now. Let's see.
Go ahead, caller.
I'm going to say a job, like you climb up the ladder at a business. You know what I mean.
Yeah, no job on the list, but a good guess.
A good creative guess. No job on the list. Name something you can climb.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, after having a home away from home in Meigs County for 25 years, well, I've climbed a lot of hills.
Hills is number one on the list.
Well, that's old Meigs County coming in for you.
Meigs County cashed in for you this morning.
Well, they're fun. They're fun. They call them foothills, but down in West by God, Virginia, then in Virginia, I used to hunt in the mountains down there.
Well, now, what'd you hunt down there?
Well, deer, bear, and turkey, and there I've hunted in Bacova, Virginia, for 10 or 11 years, and met some wonderful people. And the only ones, there was the mother and the father, and the two kids, they sat on my knees, and the girls left, the rest of them died away just recently, not a long time ago, and there's wonderful people. That was a beautiful, beautiful time of my life, yeah.
All right, hey, thank you.
Sharing a good memory. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, and mountains. Still two answers left to go here.
Go ahead, caller.
A flagpole.
No flagpole on the list.
No flagpole on the list here today. Got about 5 minutes left in the program. 55 minutes past the hour here. WGH talk time.
Go ahead, caller.
This is more for kids, like playground equipment you climb.
No playground equipment.
No playground equipment on the list here today. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, and mountains are what we have. Two answers left to go.
Go ahead, caller.
A tower?
No towers on the list.
No towers on the list here today. Under 5 minutes. Name something you can climb. 2 minutes, two answers left, under 5 minutes here. Don't forget, we go live at 8:10 tomorrow morning until 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Then we have 8:15 till 10 p.m. tomorrow night, the Friday Night Live show. Pastor Craig back with us tomorrow morning at 11:15 a.m. with his new show. Pastor Whitaker, 9:15 a.m. Name something you can climb.
Go ahead, caller.
Well, some people, they have those vines, you know, trees, they climb those vines.
No vines on the list.
No vines on the list here today. Hills was number one. Tree was number three. Mountain was number four. We still have number two and number five on the list. Under 4 minutes left to go. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. Under 4 minutes.
Go ahead, caller. Go ahead.
I'm going to say like society, you climb.
No society on the list.
No society on the list here today. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, and mountains. Two answers left. Number two and number five on the list. Under 4 minutes left to go here. 740-751-4038. That's 740-751-4038. We're down to the 3 minute mark. 57 minutes past the hour.
Go ahead, caller.
The Empire State Building.
Yeah, you know, some people do it. No Empire State Building on the list.
No Empire State Building on the list here today, but a lot of people have tried to climb that unsuccessfully.
Go ahead, caller.
I don't know if anybody said like a TV tower.
No TV tower on the list.
No TV tower on the list here today. Name something you can climb. Hills number one, tree number three, mountain number four.
Go ahead, caller.
Are you guys still on things you can climb?
We are. Two answers left.
Okay, so did anybody say, like, the figurative, like, the corporate ladder or whatever?
Yep, no, that's not on the list.
Okay.
No corporate ladder on the list here today. We've had the corporate ladder and the regular ladder. 2 minute warning. Things you can climb.
Go ahead, caller.
How about the Washington Monument?
Not the Washington Monument.
Not the Washington Monument. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, mountains. Two answers left.
Go ahead, caller.
A sand dune?
Not a sand dune.
Not a sand dune on the list today. Name something you can climb. Two answers left to go. Hills was number one. Tree was number two. Tree was number three. Mountain was number four. We've still got two and five. Things you can climb.
Go ahead, caller.
Is it like a physical place, like Machu Picchu?
No, it's not a specific place. It's more of just things you can climb.
A bridge?
Not a bridge.
Okay.
Not a bridge, but not a bad guess. All right, we're down to the final minute now. Still two answers left to go. Actually, we're down to about the final 30 seconds. Don't forget to tune in tomorrow, 8:15. We've got all kinds of great programming. Myself, Pastor Whitaker, Pastor Craig, Matt Morgan. Tomorrow night, we've got Carrington, Matt, Sean, myself, starting at 8:15 p.m. All kinds of great programming. Name something you can climb. Hills, trees, and mountains are what we got. And we're down to the final 10 seconds. So I guess we'll have to save this for tomorrow. But I thank you for tuning in and join me tomorrow morning starting at 8:15 a.m. Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
You're listening to WWGH Radio LPFM, Marion, Ohio, 107.1 FM, The Talking Place. For guests like legendary ABC News correspondent Sam Donaldson.
Over the course of this program, we have had a lot of great guests on. We've had U Downs. We have had David Hartman. We have had Marvin Kalb and Secretary of State Madeleine Albright, Jesse Jackson.